I'd like to fly off in a whirly bird to a place I've never been, where the sycamores hold simple conversations with the wind. But the map of my regrets dissolves into the canopy below. My father wore the same wool coat for 30 years until it frayed. I inherit his reluctance to abandon what has served me. The whirlybird teaches me staying aloft means letting go. Ask me once what I would say if the house caught fire. I couldn't name a single object that wouldn't turn to ash anyway. Now I understand the question was about what I've been carrying. The red-tailed hawk adjusts its wings according to the currents. I've been rigid as an old oak through every gale and transformation, while the cottonwood bends and survives another season. Whirlybird, I see the orchard where my daughter learned to walk, the tributary that changed its course after the flood of 89, and how the land accepts its shape without grieving the old. I'd like to fly off in a whirlybird to become acquainted with the man who watches his own life from a distance and kind enough to forgive it, and who sees that adaptation isn't betrayal but a different form of faith. From the whirlybird, I finally see